Mm-hmm.
And so that type of business has been very good to me.
Right.
And it's allowed me to have enough resource that I could play in politics right. where nobody would make any money. As a matter of fact, my son is quite interested in politics, and I keep on saying to him, Bob, make sure that you have all your resources in place, because you'll never make money in politics, nor should you.
Right.
And but make sure that you can serve the people in the community you serve. But so you'll never be tempted
right.
by people that will offer you something for favor.
Mm-hmm.
And but he has an interest in politics, and if he had not gone as the manager of TransCanada Freezers, he probably would have been running as an alderman in Burnaby this time.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a direction, I guess, that was destined to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say it has been easy through life, because generally we worked 14, 16-hour days in the ice cream business.
Mm-hmm.
And in the refrigerated business, and in the ice business, because they all peaked at one time.
Right.
And once you get your energy level up to the point that you perform at that in that demand, it is really difficult then to turn it back.
Mm-hmm.
I can recall one statement that I made that I was told by a number of people, don't ever say that again. When I first was elected mayor, after I'd served for about a year, a reporter said, well, how do you like the job? I said, I really enjoy it. It's the easiest job I've ever had in my life. And what I didn't say was, it depends on what you compare it to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I've been working 14, 16 hours a day, and to work 12 or be on call at 12 was a lot easier than being on call 24 hours.
Right.
It wasn't a wise statement to make, but it was depending on what you compared it to.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what when the Premier had said that comment when he first was elected, maybe he was meant the same thing as to what he had been doing.
Well, he is a gardener, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. They work because of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with the ice cream business. Anytime you're in seasonal work, there's no use having the product tomorrow.
Right.
You need it today.
Yeah.
And you work until the day is done. If you've got 40 calls to do in a day, you can't quit when you're going down 35.
Right.
Because the other five won't be there after the end of the day.
Mm.
If you don't perform to the standard service that they want. I can recall in some of the grocery strikes that you would literally work 16 to 18 hours,
mm-hmm.
and you'd work 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be exhausted. And you would let all your paperwork build up. As I recall, it was about 9 or 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was just straight all the way through. And it was very rewarding financially, but you can only take that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have the ability to pick it up and carry it. And very fortunately, the genes in our family have been such that the level of energy has been pretty good all the way, and indeed we can do that. Take a look at this 90-year-old mother of mine, and up until about a year ago, she used to walk up to Kingsway and Nelson to do her shopping, which was about 8 or 10 blocks. She dances still twice a week. She complains a little bit about arthritis in her knees, but she said, but I get a decent dance out of it. Oh, she got in the other room. She said, if I cut it, some decent dances out, I don't mind.
Where does she dance at? Like,
at Edmund's house.
Oh, yeah.
The senior center over at Edmund's and Kingsway.
Is she still living on her own?
Yes.
In her old house?
Yes, she lives in our
original house.
In our family home at Nelson Avenue and catacorner from Nelson Avenue School.
Oh, really? Is that right?
And when they moved from Portland and McGregor,
mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be 37 or 8. It was during a pretty tough time then too, but they bought this property for tax sale. And I think they paid $25 for it, which included a water connection, which was worth about that amount of money.
Right.
But people couldn't afford them. They just had to let everything go back to the municipality.
Right.
And others that were venturesome would pick them up and start building. So her house is still there. Still lives in it. We moved into it when it was partly finished, but acceptable.
Right.
And but she's lived there ever since.
Really? Where did your father pass on?
My dad died about 20 years ago.
Really?
And but and again, had never lived other than that in his latter years in that house, of course.
Right. Mm.